This is lesson one, the vowel quadrant. High front vowels unrounded. E, I. Mid front vowels unrounded. A, E. Low front vowels. A, A. A, A. A, A.
He was on Monday or Tuesday, but he come back and took a load of women out for Wednesday.
Right. That was real nice of him. And let me ask you, Mrs. First of all, where were you born?
Well, I was born over near Lounsville, South Carolina.
Okay. That's about how far from here?
Oh, there's about 4 miles.
Oh, that's close.
Just across the river a little bit. And then my daddy died when I was eight months old.
So you've essentially
just lived right around in a circle, yeah.
So you've lived here since you were 8 months old, then?
Huh?
You've lived here since you were 8 months old, here in Hartwell? Well, that's essentially all of your life. It's about as close as you can get.
Yeah.
And where was your mother born?
She was born in Hart County.
She was born in Hart County? And your father?
Well, my father was born in South Carolina.
Okay. And what kind of education did your mother and father have?
Well, I don't know anything much about my father. He
just right.
Me a dime too young, but my mother didn't have him.
I see.
She could barely write on it.
And did your mother have an occupation as such?
Just a housewife.
Just a housewife. That's about the best thing a woman can do.
Ain't that true? If they do the job right, it's all they can do.
Men are always saying, you know, it's such an easy job, sitting at home all day doing. I don't agree with that. I can see where
they
it's.
They just them that you hear say that.
You don't see many husbands that want to stay home.
Never tried it.
Exactly. I agree with you. Exactly. What religion do you practice? You Baptist? Okay. Okay, now, these are, let me just show you what I'm using here, excuse me. This is just a list I have of different words and phrases and so forth, okay? And these are phrases that are used in different ways in all different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you about these different words and phrases and how you would use them. Okay, so that we can get, see, you've lived here all of your life and you'd be a very good example of how people in this area
do the best I can.
Okay, this isn't a test or anything. Don't be nervous about it. I just want you to be relaxed. And
no, I'm not nervous.
I hope you can enjoy my company as much as I enjoy yours.
Well, thank you.
Because I told you, this to me, this is a novelty. Just being out here in the country is a real change for me. And I'll tell you, it's sure a pleasant one. It's beautiful out here.
We like it.
Okay, at the end of the day, when you're, say, going to sleep, if you've been with someone, what would you say to them?
I'd say, relax, go to bed.
would you say goodnight to them?
Goodnight.
Would you ever say goodnight to someone when you were just meeting them in the evening?
I don't think so. I wouldn't say goodnight because I wouldn't be leaving.
Right, okay.